From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Notorious is the name of a new biopic about the life and early death of the rap star, the Notorious B.I.G. It's co-produced by his friends, by people involved in his music, and his mother. It portrays Christopher Wallace as a complicated character, a young Brooklyn hustler, then a budding rap star who was very close to his mom.
Christopher, are you not still lying in that bed, are you?
No!
Christopher, what are you doing?
Oh, you saying your prayers?
Praying that God teaches you how to knock.
Please, don't you mock your prayers.
You don't think Jehovah has a sense of humor?
He must have, if he made you.
We always gotta listen to this corny old country music.
I happen to like this music. It tells good stories.
The film Notorious opens today. Reporter Corey Takahashi visited the site of the rapper's murder in Los Angeles, and he went along with the writers of the movie.
This is the site of one of L.A.'s most famous unsolved murders. It's the intersection of Wilshire Boulevard and Fairfax Avenue, home to the L.A. County Museum of Art and the Peterson Automotive Museum. In 1997, the Notorious B.I.G. was leaving a party here. The driver of a Chevy Impala pulled alongside his mobile convoy, pulled out a pistol, and fired.
It really was like the shot that was heard around the world in terms of hip-hop.
Reggie Rock Bythewood co-wrote the screenplay for Notorious with Chael Hadary Coker. Coker had followed the rapper's rise in the hip-hop world, reported on his murder for the LA Times, and was the last journalist to interview him at length.
We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all.
How does a Catholic school kid who's a straight-A student become a drug dealer, almost by accident become a rap legend, go through all the trials and tribulations of being a superstar, and then right when, at the moment he gets it all together, it just gets snapped away?
More than a decade after his death, his music still resonates. On a recent afternoon, Marlon Blakely was getting off a bus near the 1997 murder scene.
He wasn't just a hardcore rapper. People loved him. The women loved him, you know. He even say I'm ugly. Like he even say, I'm ugly as ever. However, I stay Gucci down to the socks.
However, I stay Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls peepee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it.
Screenwriter Coker says the Notorious B.I.G.'s lyrics continue to distinguish him from other rap stars.
He's relevant to hip-hop in the same way that Charlie Parker or John Coltrane is relevant to jazz, or the way that Michael Jordan or Dr. J are still relevant to basketball. It doesn't mean that other people aren't playing ball every day. It just means that he put a mark on it and a certain signature that is just indelible.
His influence echoes throughout the work of pop stars like Sean Diddy Combs, his former producer, as well as Jay-Z, a fellow Brooklynite who's carried forth the B.I.G. formula of wit, verve, and humor. But B.I.G. celebrity in the mid-90s came with what the rapper called mo money, mo problems. Screenwriter Reggie Rock Bythewood.
This was still at the height of this media-induced East Coast-West Coast war between East Coast rappers and West Coast rappers.
Tupac Shakur represented the Wild West Coast sound. B.I.G. was East Coast tradition, and what had been a competition for record sales took on a menacing tone after the California superstar, Tupac, was robbed and shot at a New York recording studio in 1994. Tupac suspected that members of the Notorious B.I.G.'s camp were involved. In 1996, Tupac was shot again, fatally, in Las Vegas. 6 months later, the Notorious B.I.G. traveled to L.A. to promote and work on music, and to try to ease tensions between the East and West Coasts. That's when he was killed. The movie Notorious trends toward the positive. It doesn't ignore gritty aspects of his 24 years, but it's clearly the perspective of family, friends, and fans. Chael Hadary Coker says one key chapter of the story remains open.
I hope, if anything, this movie spurs interest to demand his murder be solved.
So far, this is one L.A. story without a clean Hollywood ending. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi in Los Angeles.